Okay, so we're back. We are talking about the Aresia tonight. I wanted to get into this conversation. I've been taking my time kind of doing it, slowly feeling my way around Anchor, because I wanted to make sure that I could give this the time that I feel the topic deserves. And we'll probably have a few conversations around this. And as I get questions about it, I will answer those questions and fully develop another recording or show to answer those questions and move further into the Aresia. So I'll be right back and we're going to jump right into it. And we're back. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Aresia and the basics, understanding them, why different people are called to them. And we'll go from there. I'll try and hit on all that. But let's talk about the basics. So there are some pretty popular Orishas in this part of the world that everyone has heard of. Everyone's heard of Oshun and Yemaya. Behind that, I'll put Obatala and Shango. Also, Alegwa, Alegba, or Eshu. Ogun. A lot of people have heard of these different deities in different ways. However, there are some basics to this tradition that look similar in other traditions, but in this tradition, it has its own protocols. Likewise, it does in the other traditions, but we're talking about specifically Aresia tonight. So the main Aresia that everybody needs to get to know when they're coming into this tradition, period, from the beginning, is the messenger for all of the Aresia. And that is Alegba, Alegwa, or Eshu. Depending upon the part of the world and your introduction into the tradition will somewhat change what name you will actually call this Aresia. But nonetheless, he is one of the most powerful Orishas there are. I mean, depending upon who you're talking to, he would be the most powerful. But it depends on who you're talking to. So his point of power is that nothing gets done at all if he is not communicated with at the beginning, period. It is that simple. Open and closing. You have to work with him. He is sometimes described as a child, sometimes described as an old man, also described as trickster energy, just the ultimate, also described as primordial, not quite knowing where this energy comes from, but that it is, period. And it's irrefutable when it comes to those who actually practice this tradition. Understanding how to work with him is in understanding what he is, which is about him being the messenger of all the Orishas, which denotes that he talks. He's known as the talkative Orisha. And so it makes sense for you to talk and work with him through speech. You're going to talk to him, period. He can be found in many places. In fact, Alegba, Alegwa, Eshu is everywhere, period. He's not in one place. He's everywhere. There are some hot spots that a lot of people go to work with him. Like everyone's heard of the crossroads, but he's everywhere. It's not just the crossroads. Another place that you could find him is at the base of a tree. You could also find him walking up and down a street. There have been some times I have seen some stuff outside of my home, which sat just outside of a, at that time, outside of a major highway. And I would just see some things that definitely spoke to the Aresia. Another thing about the Aresia, depending upon where you are and who introduces you to him. His colors are either red and black or black and white. Okay. And I have literally, I remember one morning I was waiting for the bus to go to work. And this is in the early beginning, I think the beginning of me coming to the tradition. So this is a long time ago, but I will never forget this. This man comes walking up the middle of the street. Like I said, it's more like a highway. It moves very fast. There is a stoplight, but it moves extremely fast. He was covered in red and black. And he had like a white line down his face. And I'm thinking to myself, like, am I seeing what I'm seeing? What? Because that is, it was like straight out of some Pataki about a shoe, a leg butt. You know, it was straight out of there. And so I'm just like, am I seeing this man walk up the middle of the street dressed in all red and black with a white line down the middle of his face? I mean, I was just like, that's just what that is. And that's just what that is. There are many different things that you can do to work with him. But like I said, the beginning of it starts within your speech. It also starts within also understanding that this is an Orisha that likes to eat. So food is a huge part of the process. There is no offering that you offer any other Orisha that he does not get a piece of. So that's just some basic tidbits about Alegba, Alegwa, Eshu, the messenger of all the Orisha that help us on this path to basics. I'll be back. And we're back. So the next Orisha that we're going to discuss is Ogun. Ogun. His colors are black and very dark green, or very dark green. It can be either one. He is a quick moving energy, very fast moving. Sometimes moving just steadily along, but very like movement. He represents technology. He represents moving forward. So like leaps in society as far as what we do and how we live are represented through Ogun. Technology is him. Planes are him. Trains are him. Things pushing forward through technology and bursting forth with a brand new paradigm being established, that is Ogun, dead out, okay? He also represents income and industry because he's always working. Very inventive, too. An Orisha that comes up with inventions. Children of Ogun are people that I have always known over time as I began to recognize this energy through time. Are people always working and figuring out stuff that the rest of us have no attention to the type of detail that they have. They're really thinking. They get into the nooks and crannies of things. Ogun is like that, okay? This is also a very sensitive Orisha too, okay? There are people that only look at Ogun as the god of war or the Orisha of war, the Orisha of aggression. And it simply is a fallacy. That's just not right. He is definitely over that. I mean, he completely covers war is under his domain. That's his purview for certain. However, this Orisha is also about peace. Because if we can come through resolution through peace, then we can move forward without aggression. Hostility only breeds more of that, and that is what he admonishes us when we get to know Ogun. I'll be back.